We began to see over the course of this past week, and it came up in conversations over the course of afternoon Seder with a number of you, beginning to see as we get into sort of the larger sugyas in Hilchos Mila, there are a lot of sort of crux issues that are intertwined. And last week you sort of lay out a hakdama of sorts via Siman and Reish Samach, Reish Samach Aleph. I think as we start Reish Samach Beis, we've begun to see there are a lot of sugyas that are intertwined, and we're seeing pieces here, and we're going to come back. We're not officially up to Hatafas Dam Bris yet, but it's definitely the nature of Hatafas Dam Bris and its relationship to Bris Mila has already came up. Mila the Shabbos, officially Mila being Docha Shabbos comes up later, but it's already very intertwined. So let's at least see some of the key issues and touch some of the issues and some of the interesting discussions that the Kodim have. The page of Shulchan Aruch is exceptionally rich here at the beginning of Siman Reish Samach Beis. Reish Samach Beis opens with a din that appears in Mishnayos. And ironically, as you saw, that appears in Megillah, where the Mishnayos talk about mitzvahs bayoma and chaf amud alf and chaf amud beis. Mishnayos discuss mitzvahs bayom, mitzvahs balayla, a list of mitzvahs and chafam and beis are dafka bayom, and mitzvahs are dafka balayla, and chafam and alf. Earlier, the Mishnah already talks about mila and other mitzvahs, and what their zman is. And Ikra Hadin, the mila has to happen bayom. Mila has to happen bayom. And that you saw, Tosus points out on Kuf Lam and Beis Amud Aleph that the different places, the Gemara has different drushes for how do we know that Mila has to be bayom, and that you saw is in the midst of a different conversation. It's really in the midst of a conversation on the Kuflam Beis Amud Aleph, four possible drushes that the Amoraim suggest, and quote from the Tanaim, in terms of how do we know that Mila is Bizmana is Docha Shabbos. So when Rabbi Yochanan presents his source, and again that's because the Mishnah, just to sort of lay out the background, the Mishnah, opening Mishnah in the Perek, and of Kuf Lamed has a machlokas about the extent to which Mila is Docha Shabbos. The Tanur Belezer, whom we reject, holds that even Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos, so we reject that, but the Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva says, Machshire Mila, the Hechsher Mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos, to prepare the Kalim, to bring the baby, that's not Docha Shabbos. But the meal itself is Docha Shabbos, so the Gemara and Kuf, after two blots talking about Machshirin and conversations that flow from Machshirin, so now it's not Kuf Lebezalf. But we all agree that Mila itself, Mila Bizmana, is Docha Shabbos. So where does that come from? In a series of four Makoros. The Makor number three is Rabbi Yochanan. In the course of handling with Rabbi Yochanan's Psukim, so the Gemara teases out the one pasuk that teaches me that Mila Bizmana is Docha Shabbos, a different pasuk teaches me more general than that Mila has to be Bayom. The Tosas comments, and Ritva as well, comments with a slightly different Nusach. Ritva just points out, it's interesting, elsewhere, the Gemara gives other drushes. In Yevamis and Megillah, Tosas, and Ritva says, but that's, you know, that's, he's not shocked. And Tosva, well, Tosas explains the phenomenon. The Ritva points out that's a common phenomenon. Tosas says that's a drasha pshuta nakat. That's not the accurate drasha. But over there, the Gemara here, in other words, presumably what Tosas is trying to say is that here in the sugim blaz the mila sugim kuflan beis avalav, the Gemara is focus is to figure out what the pasuk is. Because we're trying to figure out, well, what's the pasuk? How do we know? That's the question. How do you know that Mila Bizmana is Docha Shabbos? So don't tell me this pasuk, because this pasuk is already taken for the din of Mila has to be Bayom. Whereas in Megillah, in Yevamis, that's not our focus. Our focus is the din rather than the source. And we're not involved in calculating, cheshbonin, what pasuk corresponds to which din. So drasha pshuta naka. I think there's some, the Shech likes to quote, there's some who see that in the Rambam. The Rambam famously will sometimes give a pasuk for a din that's different than what the Bavli gives. That may be that he's quoting, as he often does, from some non-Bavli source in Chazal. Maybe he has Yerushalmi or Tosefta, Medrash Halacha. But there are those who suggest that maybe maybe he's fine, essentially doing what Tosus describes to the Gemara. Drasha pshuta nakad. Even if lachar, you know, after all the cheshbon, the makar is over there, but this is for purpose of presentation. The Rambam isn't darshini in the dinim, so for purpose of presentation, this is a simpler pasuk. The Ritva doesn't give the explanation of Tosus, but the Ritva points out that this is a not uncommon phenomenon. He says this is not the only place in Shas where we're giving a drasha that's not the real drasha. If you look in the sugya that actually works out cheshbon's drasha, this one isn't the maskana. It's interesting. But be that as it may, we have a Baruch Hashem, an abundance of psukim. Certainly the din is true, as the Mishnah tells us, that Mila has to be by Yom, it's not kasher by Laila, and that's true ultimately, not only Mila Bezmana, needs to be by Yom. It cannot be Leil Shemini, but that even going forward, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, even Mila Shalom Bezmana, also, that too, you saw the, that's a discussion of Amos, and that is how we paskin, that even Mila Shalom Bezmana has to be by Yom, it cannot be by Laila. Now there's a fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Shach here. Celebrated, fascinating, about the Rambam quote from the Rishonim that if you're a mol balayla, you're gonna have to do it again. Avram al Balila, you have to be do Hatavas Damris. You weren't Yotze, you need to redo it. But there's Ramah claims, but Toch Shemini Bayom, you were Yotze. Toch Shemini Bayom, you were Yotze. The Shach, so that's surprising. What does that mean? That means intriguing. That means if I did the Bris Milah 5 hours early, I wasn't Yotze at all. If I did the Bris Milah 12 hours early, so then I was Yotze B'dyan. How does that work? That's interesting.
Just to clarify, Tol Shemini means the middle of the seventh day?
The seventh day, the sixth day, but by Yom.
Okay.
Right, I mean less before day eight.
Within 8 days.
Right. Correct. In less than 8 days. Correct. Just to build it out, a baby is born by Yom, and you do a Bris Milah right away in the delivery room. That's 7 days early. So Rama says Yotze B'dyamin. But if you did the but if you called the Bris for after Vasikin, and instead you did the Bris Milah 3 hours early before Alos Hashachar, not Yotze at all. Now, again, that first din is the clear mashmos of the Mishnah. The din that Balayla is not Yotze, that is the clear mashmos of the Mishnah Megillah. That you're really supposed to do it lechatchila, you should wait till Hanetzacham until sunrise. But if you did the Bris Milah anytime after Alos HaShachar, you Yotze B'dyavid. So it sounds like, but if it was before Alos HaShachar, now I'm Yotze B'dyavid. Before Alos HaShachar, and that's again for those who are learning Masechus Pesachim, which hopefully is everybody. Right, so that's Alos HaShachar, Tetzach Chavim is the Laila. Okay, it's a fascinating Gemara at the bottom of Pesachim Dav Beis Amud Aleph, and Alos HaShachar is Yom. So lechatchila, we want you to wait until after Hanetzacham. Perhaps because that way, perhaps that you shouldn't cross the line of Alos HaShachar. Whatever the reason is, but the mashmos of the Mishnah is that any time after Alos is kasher b'dyavid, but implication being before Alos is not even kasher b'dyavid. But it's just initially just ironic that 3 hours early is not even kasher b'dyavid, 13 hours early is kasher b'dyavid, and just to. To add a little bit here, in terms of the significance of the Shach, we'll talk in a moment, the Shach disagrees with Rama, and the Shach thinks that Toch Shemini is also Shalom Bizma, is out of the Zman of the Mitzvah just like Balayla, and therefore Tov Shemini is also, Shach thinks that Tov Shemini is equally possible. So just to, as a Shaila comes up, and the truth is, Shaila comes up as Man Hazeh, and the truth is that's sort of the Shaila that the Rashba is raising in this tshuva. By the reason why I put that tshuva as Harashba, I copied and pasted onto the Maram Kol machine, is because the Beis Yosef quotes it more than once, references it more than once, but they never, at least in my edition of the New Torah, they don't give you any reference to where to find it. Struggle my high. So if you look on the, if you search on the Bar-Ilan, it's not in the classical seven volumes of Tshuvas HaRashba, but there's a new publishing of Tshuvas HaRashba. They found a new Kisvayad. I mean, the Kisvayad are centuries old, but they were newly found. So that's why I thought I would make it accessible. So the Rashba essentially raises this question, but here's the modern twist. A baby is born to a Jewish family, a non-observant Jewish family, in a doctor, or in a hospital where there are observant from doctors. And the family is interested in having the baby circumcised. Sometimes there's a secular interest in circumcision, sometimes there's not. This family is interested in circumcision. So Miman of Shach, one of the doctors is going to do the circumcision. It could either be one of the Shomrei Torah mitzvahs or someone else. It could be a non-Jewish doctor. So the question is, Jewish doctors, non-Jewish doctors, so should one of the Jewish doctors seize the opportunity to do the bris milah? The family is not interested in waiting until Yom Shemini. They want to have a circumcision done before they leave the hospital. They'll be in the hospital for, you know, how long you stay in the hospital varies, then COVID is less. Okay, often it's 2 days. So they want to have the circumcision done at some point. Often they want that in the living room, soon after. So the question is there value to one of the Jewish doctors seizing the opportunity to mal this Jewish child? So we'll get later into the discussion of Mila al Yedei Nachri. That's Reish Samach Dalet Sif Aleph. Pashtus, there is no Kiyum of Mila, but that's coming up. So the question is, here's Jewish, on the one hand, you could do a Mila Tok Shemini, is that a Bitzel HaMitzvah? Doing it too early? On the other hand, you have a chance to mal this child, or do. A friend of mine who is an ER doctor told me once discussed with Reish Shechter, so I picked the conversation up. So Reish Shechter thought, that's a nafkamin, it's clearly nafkamin Ramah on the Shach, and he thought, it's kedai to chaperein, according to Ramah, you are Yotzei B'dievet. If the choice is now or never, so then it makes sense, at least it'll be kashal if either Ramah. The child will be a mal, according to Ramah. So what's talk of the issue? So there are arayas lakan or lakan between the Ramah and the Shach. Yeah, the Ramah brings a raya from the Gemara, a fascinating Gemara, Kuflam and Zayin Amad Aleph, in the last Amad Aleph in the Perek, that you saw. It initially seems like one of the parts of the Perek that's Nahalach Elamaisa, because it's in the discussion of Mila B'Shabbos, but it has to do with if you did a Mila B'Shabbos inappropriately, are you chayiv karban chatas or not? Are you chayiv carbon chatzis or not? So the Gemara gets into discussion machlokas of Ezra Yeshua about if you were a shogeg, but you were doing a mitzvah, or you were a shogeg and you were seeking to do a mitzvah. Sometimes, in fact, you were doing a mitzvah, or at least were seeking to do a mitzvah. So maybe that will reduce the chiyuv, that will take away the chiyuv chatzis. So the Gemara talks about two scenarios. One is where you did the bris milah too early on Shabbos. One is where you did the bris milah too late on Shabbos. I mean, one is where the baby too early means it was really a Sunday baby, and you mauled on Shabbos. So that was a toch shmini, not the zman. The other situation is where you did it la'achar zman. It was a Friday baby that you mauled on Shabbos. So the Ramah brings a raya. You have a Gemara You have a Gemara, you have a situation where you have the Friday. How's it go? You have the Friday, which one? The Cheshbon is confusing. You have the Friday, but you have the. Yeah, you mal the Friday baby on Shabbos. It's a little confusing. You mal the Friday baby on Shabbos. But the case is there are two babies and you switch them. So one case is a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, and one case is a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby. So you have the Friday baby that you mal on Shabbos, the Friday baby that you mal on Shabbos. So what? That was wrong because Mila Shelo Bizman is not Docha Shabbos. It's a day nine. It's a Friday baby. It's a day nine. But your mistake was that there was a Shabbos baby that you had accidentally mauled on Friday. And you thought, you got confused, you thought the baby you were mauling was Taka supposed to have a bris milah now. So the Gemara says, in that scenario where there's a Friday and a Shabbos baby and they got flipped, so the Gemara says that's a case where there's really, at that point, by the time you get to Shabbos, you're not supposed to be Docha Shabbos at all. This is a case where there's no mitzvah to be done. No child needs a bris milah at this point. Right? So you thought you were doing a mitzvah, but there really was no mitzvah to do, and that's going to impact, makes it more likely to be Chayav Chatos, because there's really no mitzvah for you to be doing. There's really no mitzvah for you to be doing, neither baby at this point. Lo nitna Shabbos lidachos. Why? Because in the case where if it's a Shabbos baby, a Sunday baby, and you accidentally mal the Sunday baby, so the Shabbos baby isn't yet mahal. He's still an aral. So goes, in that case, you have a Shabbos baby. You picked the wrong one, but there is a baby here that you are supposed to be mal. Nitna Shabbos lidachos. But the Gemara says, but if it's a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, so what does that mean? That means the Shabbos baby is supposed to be done today. You did yesterday. He's already mal. So the Gemara says, lo nitnal Shabbos lidacha. So there's really, you think you're maling the Shabbos baby. You're really maling the Friday baby. There's no baby left here. One of the babies already mal. The other one, who are you doing? No, there's Shabbos lidacha. A little confusing, but you got that? So Rama says, what do you mean lo nitnal Shabbos lidacha? But you mauled the baby that was supposed to have Mila B'Shabbos, you accidentally mauled yesterday. What's that? Tok Shmini. So why don't the Shabbos Lidachos? Doesn't he get a Tavos Dambras? You weren't Yotze. He got a Mila Tok Shmini yesterday. So Ramos says, if Mila Tok Shmini is a zero, and you need a Tavos Dambras, so isn't it the Shabbos Lidachos? You should redo the Shabbos baby, who accidentally got a premature pris. Rama says, from the fact that the Friday Shabbos situation, the Gemara says, you're more likely to be Chayav Karban Chatos because neither baby really calls for Dechiya Shabbos. Rama says, if you cheshbin it, so then apparently the Shabbos baby who had a meal on Friday, he's done. Loving the Shabbos Yidachos, he doesn't require anything, even though today is Ishmini. He doesn't require it. That's Rama. That's a raya. Then a mila toch shmini. That you have a Friday baby. You mauled him on a Shabbos baby. You mauled him on Friday. You mauled him biyom hashvi'i. You shouldn't have done it, but apparently he was yotze. And the shach is not happy with that. The shach has a raya. The shach has a raya from a Gemara Menachos. That he has a cheshbon, arrived from Gemara Menachos, that no, he says it cannot be logically. It cannot be that if you did a mila on the seventh day of Yotze B'Dieved, as a raya from Menachos Ayin Beis in the Sugis of Ketziras HaOmer, another mitzvah which is Docha Shabbos, he says, Rashach thinks, you read the Gemara carefully, you get the impression that things are only Docha Shabbos if you cannot even if you could not have done them early, even if you shouldn't have done them early, but if it would have worked, b'di'eved, so then you can't leave it for Shabbos. The Shach says, if it's really true that a mila b'yom ha-shavi'i, b'yom ha-shishi, is kasher b'di'eved, so you, then mila b'zman should never be docha Shabbos. Could do it on Friday. It's not the mitzvah the Bishlei Musa is do it b'yom ha-shmini, but then based on the Asar, he thinks that the Gemara in Menachas gave that principle, that a mitzvah b'zmana is docha Shabbos only if kodem b'zman it's not even kasher b'di'eved. So that's the machlokas. And then the Shach Aryeh, as I said, this has a practical nafkamina. A practical nafkamina is b'di'eved. And it also has even practical nafkamina, as I said before, l'chatchila. If you have the opportunity to do a mila only toch shmini, is it worth the doing it or not? Again, the Ramah says toch shmini is, you're not allowed to, but it's kasher b'di'eved. So kasher b'di'eved. And the Shach thinks not. The Shagas Aryeh, the Pizchet Shuvi here, sends it to a long Shagas. I love Shagas Aryeh is here. Shagas Aryeh agrees with the Shach, more or less, that the Toch Shemini you're not Yotze at all. And he... Again, if you look at Pizchei Tshuva, he says, you're not Yotze, but there's no need for a Hatavas Damris, which is a response to Ramah's Raya. Ramah was assuming that if the Toch Shemini wouldn't have been Yotze, that you did the Shabbos baby on Friday, then you should have to do Hatavas Damris B'Yom HaShemini. And not. So how come? So either as Ramah said, because you really are Yotze B'Dieved and Shvi, or you might say, who says Hatavas Damris is Docha Shabbos? Okay, that's we'll get to later on. Or as a Shagas Aryeh says, maybe you weren't Yotze, but they don't need Fatavas Dambris. Which again requires a little more perspective on the relationship of Tavas Dambris. It's not quite the same as Bris Milah. We don't make a bracha Tavas Dambris. So let me complete this and then I want to hear your question. The Shagas Aryeh also thinks if you dig deeper into that Suga Kufla Amid Zion with the Erev Shabbos and the Shabbos and the Shabbos and the Sunday, he thinks, if anything, you come out a raya against the Ramah. He says, the Ramah is such a complicated cheshbin from the case of the Friday baby and the Shabbos baby. Lo nino Shabbos zidacha, so apparently the Shabbos baby that accidentally has bris on Friday is already done. And the whole cheshbin, then yes, no, Shagas Aryeh doesn't like it. He says, I'll ask you a simpler. The simple raya in the other direction, a simple raya against Ramah. Says, you did the another case, the Sunday baby you did on Shabbos. Right? They said, you're Michal Shabbos. Why Michal Shabbos? Why Michal Shabbos? It was a kosher bris. Oh. Toch Shemini. Now, again, it's a little more complicated because it's a kosher bris, but it wasn't a B'yom HaShemini. Again, we said Milah Shalom B'Zmana on this ninth day. That's the next sif here. Mentions the fact that we delay bris and if a baby is sick, even if a baby is slightly ill, we delay bris. Depending on how serious the illness is, we may just delay until he's better, or we're going to delay until he's better plus an extra 7 days. We paskin 7 days me'eis la'eis. Me'eis la'eis means a full 168 hours, 7 times 24 hours. It's not just until the next that morning. You have to wait until, you know, if the doctor gave him clearance at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll wait for another week until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. But whenever we push off the bris, for whatever reason, a good reason or not a good reason, Mishal B'Zman is not Docha Shabbos. So that's Mishnah. That's the Mishnah in the bottom of Kufla Mizayim Dal. So you could have said, you know, okay, he did a bris mila, you know, maybe you were Yotze B'Dieved if you did the bris mila, the Sunday baby on Shabbos, but that's not Docha Shabbos. The Beis HaLevi, though, has a very, very elegant response to the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha. And this is the beginning, that part of that Beis HaLevi that we already mentioned last week. Beis HaLevi says, and with this maybe we'll wrap up this piece of the discussion. Beis HaLevi says, the Ramah could argue that doing the bris early is that the kid will be a mohel, you're not going to have to redo it B'yom HaShemini, and still, it was Chilul Shabbos when you did it early. Why? He says, because Shagas, as the Beis HaLevi says, and again, the Rishonim talk about that it's You didn't do a bris. Like it was nothing. It was chetach bi'alma. It was a chetach bi'alma. Lav mitzvah. Lav mitzvah. Chetach bi'alma. So the Beis Halevi has a gevaltik bris gevart. He says, if you do the bris milah toch shemini, the Beis Halevi thinks, he says, when you did it, you did nothing. It's toch shemini. But you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of milah when the morning of the eighth day arrives and the baby is a mahal. But at the time, you accomplish nothing. And therefore, at the time, there was no mitzvah of milah that would be docheh Shabbos. So what does that mean? So this is part of the larger conversation that he has. It's also relevant to heder mitzvah and so on, as we mentioned last week. This is the basically where he points out that he says, everything I'm saying is absurd if you think the mitzvah of milah is solely a mitzvah's masa. If you think it's just a point in time mitzvah to do a ma'isa milah, that's it, like lulav. You have a chovas ma'isa, you're mechuyev to do it to lulav. You're not a adam natul for the rest of the day. You did a ma'isa natila. That's it. Now you're mekayim, you're chiyev. You fulfilled your requirement to have done a ma'isa natila. They say that's the way you look at milah also, just a chovas ma'isa. So then, that what I'm saying is absurd. He says, but I think the Ramah fits into that larger idea that Beis Levi is developing in several nafkaminas, that of course there's a chovas masa, but there's an ongoing kiyama mitzvah of being mohel. And again, it's intuitively, there's a very obvious biological intuitive difference between mila, between lulav and mila, in that obviously, you know, mila makes a permanent change, which lulav does not. I hold lulav. It's not like my fingers will be green for the rest of the day. I shake the lulav, I put it down. My body's no different. Obviously, and then again, that's true al pi hashkafa as well. The chinuch and many others talk about the Torah quote in Rishon Rishtamach. It's the os bris chasum. It obviously a physical change. Our muscles and the Beis Levi says that's not just a biological happenstance. That causes, or maybe one could even say based on Beis Levi and Chumash, that reflects and is a consequence of the halachic reality that Mila is not merely a chovas masa, but it's a chovas totzah. It's a chiyuv to be mohel. So he says, you missed your opportunity, if you did the Mila toch shemini, that was wrong, and you missed your opportunity to perform the masa mitzvah of Mila bishmini. But it was a kosher act of Mila, and you will fulfill the mitzvah when Yom HaShemini comes. Well, by Laila, that's not a kosher Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah has to be done by Yom. Mila by Laila is perhaps equivalent, let's say, for purpose of illustration, of Mila Al Dei Nachri. Physically, there's no longer an Arla, but that's not called the Maisa Mitzvah. That's not called the Maisa Mila. That's what the Beis Halevi said. But Laila, that's not the Maisa Mitzvah. But too early is different. Too early, it's not that it's not a Maisa Mila, it's just that the Zaman HaMitzvah hasn't arrived yet. The Zaman HaChiyum hasn't arrived yet. The Zaman HaKiyum hasn't arrived yet. So you did the Maisa now, and the Chalos will come later on. So you're not Tocha Shabbos that way, but it's a valid Maisa Mila, and when he gets to the Yom HaShemini, Nafkamina would be, Nafkamina would be that Belel Shmini, the child had a bris b'yom ha-shvi'i, so Belel Shmini, he might be an Arel. Until, you have to figure out, maybe he's not an Arel. Those things you would have to sort out. So but again, this is halacha lamasa, this is a lot of rice l'kan. Rise in both directions from that same Sigma Kuplam Zion Al. Rama is his Raya, the Shaka Saga is his Raya against, which the Beis Halevi seeks to undo. The Shaka has a Raya from Menachas Ayin Beis. It is Lamaisa Machlokas Haposkim. Rarely does it come with Chachila. I think Bidiyevet we would tend to be Machmir to seek Hadach Lamaisa, I think, if it comes up. We want to cover our bases, be machmer for the shach, not the shach asayi, but the shach to seek a hatafas dam bris. Yeah, questions? No? Yeah. There you go. Please.
With the Ramon. talks also that he, I think he quotes the writer on Reish Samach Aleph, that he'd be saying that Mila is about to close up. So every day you can harvest.
Oh, interesting. The fact that I'm not passing like the Rebbe against the Rambam, the chorus is ongoing. You think that the Machlokas Rambam Rivet about the chorus is also, they're arguing over the Beis HaLevi's Yisod, that the Chobas Totsa, how so?
Because according to the Rambam, you don't get the chorus, you lose out on the Maisa Mitzvah, the Mesa, that's his loss on the Chobas Rivet. Every day you're lacking the Totsa's bris.
I see what you say. If it's only a Maisa, if it's only Chobas Maisa, so at some point I'll have the Maisa. I should have done it earlier, but interesting. So you're suggesting maybe if the Machlek is Rambam Ravid is over, they're arguing over the Beis HaLevi's Yisod, so then the Ramal is Shitasa. Fascinating. Fascinating. Shtach. Yeah?
Back to our case with the non-observant couple in a hospital. Does Rav Schechter make it like the Ramah because there's no chance of Tzavtas Dam happening in the future? Or is that for other purposes? Because his family's obviously not going to care to get a, do a Tzavtas Dam bris if they're not like strong enough to do that.
No, but the Ramah holds that if you did a bris mila by day, by, too early a day, You were yotze. There's no need for a Tzavtas Dam
bris. I'm saying, is that Schechter's rationale?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, look, according to Ramah, if you do this, the baby will be a mal. Again, the Beis HaLevi would say, according to Ramah, if you do the bris milah on day two, so next week, when Yom HaShemini comes, the baby becomes a mal.
The baby will be mal, according to
the... According to Ramah, but not according to Shach.
A week later, according to the...
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly.
And again, also, remember, this all gets started... In terms of sort of sketching this out conceptually, this probably wouldn't get off the ground. The Ramah probably would not get off the ground were we to have paskind, like the other day in Yivamas, that the Mila Shel Obis Mana can be Balayla. Because if that were to be the case, then what you're really saying is then Toch Shemini and Laila would be the same thing. That the Zman HaMitzvah starts the morning of the 8th. And any time before that, whether it's the night of the 8th or previous day, is equally too early. But once you accept that Mila Shelo Bizmana also is possible by Laila, so that means that allows for the Beis HaLevi's Chiluk, that Mila by Laila is an ongoing issue. Mila by Laila is never good. That means that could be something more fundamental, that's not called the Maisa Mila. Whereas Toch Shemini is a question of it's too early, but it is a Maisa Mila. It's too early. And again, so if you think there's more than just the Maisa, so then maybe there's no Kiyum at the time, but there's going to be a Kiyum. If it was a Kasher Maisa just at the wrong time, so then the Kiyum can come later on. There is an interesting discussion, the Gilyam Asha quotes, from the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu here. It's the second piece of Gilyam Asha. Raise an interesting question. I put out earlier today, just for simplicity's sake, some of copy and pasted a number from the Bar Ilan, a number of the tshuvas that are quoted here by the Pesachei Tshuva and the Gilyam Asha. The Gyan Eliyahu is actually surprisingly long. We take a look at it. Lengthy. And the Gilyam Asha mamish like cuts it down to two lines. What do you do if you have two? You have a baby who's born on Monday and a baby who's born on Tuesday. But the baby was born on Monday. On Monday, he wasn't feeling well, but it was minor. And on Tuesday, he's fine. So now you have two babies to do on Tuesday. The one who was born on Tuesday, and the one who was born on Monday, but with Nidcha to Tuesday. So who goes first? And it's interesting. Eliyahu presents it as, he says, when you talk about who gets the Aliyah, so often you look at a double Ofrif, you should think about who got engaged first. Or if they're both bizmanim, he says the rule is both are Tuesday babies. One was born Monday night, the one was born Tuesday morning. They should, and you do both. He thinks you should really mal. That says a common practice: you mal the Monday night baby first because he was born first. He's first online. The question is here: I have a Monday baby and a Tuesday baby. The Monday baby is now shalom bizmano on Tuesday. The Tuesday baby is bizmano on Tuesday. So should I say first? You know, the older baby goes first. Say he goes back and forth first about. fundamentally based on sugis of mincha and mayer, would you say in general that a mitzvah bizmano takes precedence? And he's not convinced of that. But then he goes on to say, but here maybe it's different, because it's not just a question of bizmano, shalo bizmano, and chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Here, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is highlighted because he adds more teeth to it. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, Perakol HaTadir, the Mishnahs have several rules of sequencing mitzvahs. One is a Tadir Shana Tadir Tadir Kodem. Another one is Makudash, Rishayna Makudash, Makudash Kodem. A Tadir is the question which mitzvah is more frequent, and Makudash is the question which mitzvah is more Kadosh. So by Karbanos, you can discuss which mitzvah is more Kadosh. In other contexts, it's sometimes hard to say. The Yad Eliyahu thinks, but look, Amila Bizmana is Docha Shabbos, Amila Shlo Bizmana is not Docha Shabbos. So that indicates, not just to our generally this mitzvah is on time, but that indicates that this is a fundamentally more significant. Is this the Milosh Bizmana is more mikudeshas? So that he feels that you should do the Mila Bizmana first, the Tuesday baby first, and the Monday baby second, assuming both babies are there and you're ready to do either Mila. And then there are other Achronim who would disagree. The other Achronim suggest that there is no contest. Because look, the Shulchan Aruch had quoted here the din from Ar Masechta from Sachem Dav Dalad as reason makdimin lemitzvah. And that's a general issue. And the Pitzchei Tshuva, the beginning of Sivkan Beit, Kosev Shvus Yaakov, who even has a Hagdara. The minimum, as Shechter quotes it in Prima Gadim, it's sort of like a minimum shear of his reason, the earlier the better, within reason, but the minimum shear of his reason is morning as opposed to afternoon. After Chatzos is an outright bittel of his reason. And that's what they quote. It's that's part of the discussion that Shvus Yaakov was talking about. Usually you do a bris milah, says Shulchan Aruch, after shofar. So what if different reasons given. Bris Avram, Akedas Yitzchak. So yeah, the Mila is Bris Avram, and the shofar is Akedas Yitzchak, and Akeach has other things. But have it after the laning, but Rabbi Shechter points out from the Prima Gadim. What was the Shaila Bechlau? I think it was a Shaila that the Rashi asked of the Aruch. What was the Shaila when she do Bris Mila? Do Bris Mila, or do Bris Mila at the end of Davin? Before Aleinu, or after Aleinu, or repeat Aleinu? Why was there a Shaila? So the answer is that the Shaila was that on Rosh Hashanah we go past Chatzos. So doing it after, at the end of Davening, in general, Bris Mila is next to Aleinu. Aleinu is the expression of Emuna. And Aleinu is the expression of Bechiras Yisrael. So it's very thematically appropriate. That's great on a normal day, but if you're going to daven until after Chatzos, so then that's not an option because that would be a violation of reason. And that's what the Shvus Yaakov quotes here. He says that if you have a bris and shul on a non-Rosh Hashanah, you better make sure that the chazan doesn't sing at such great length that you miss chatzos. That would be mevatlin mitzvah's reason. Mevatlin mitzvah's reason. And that's why Shvus Yaakov also says that if you have a situation where the shofar is arriving after davening is over, let's say they bring a shofar from another town or from another minyan. COVID backyard minyan, only have one shofar passing around from backyard to backyard, whatever the situation is. The shofar is only arriving after davening is over. So we're going to have to daven shacharis and musaf. And then at the end of musaf, we're going to blow all the kolos. See, he was asked, should we hold off the bris also until the end? After all, it has to be, you know, right before tkiyah shofar. He says, number one, bris avram comes before tkiyah shofar. Who says it has to be right before? Maybe it could even be 2 hours before, just not after. And then he says, anyways, those reasons are not the major reason. He said that the major issue is, again, there's reason issue. So the major issue is you want to make sure not to do it too late. So that's the Mila Bizmana, required, call Yom Kashal Mila, but the reason like Dim Limitzvahs, at the very least in the morning, and ideally as early as is reasonable. But some Achrim suggest that Mila Shalob Bizmana, the stakes are higher. Maybe a Mila Shalob, is, and this goes back also to perhaps the Rambam and Raivit, Mila Shlo Bezmana, it gets pushed off for legitimate reasons or illegitimate reasons. The bris is supposed to be on a Tuesday. We didn't do it on Tuesday. We didn't do it on Wednesday. Now it's Thursday. So how much does it matter doing it Thursday at 8 versus Thursday at 9 versus Thursday at 10:30? Is it just a matter of reason? Or maybe once you're done with Yom HaShemini, the clock is ticking and every delay is inappropriate. Is it the equal key of Mila to do it at on day 10 at 8 in the morning and 10 in the morning? Or no, Mamash, you got to do it at the first moment. So our achronos think that the nature of the timing changes. So Mila, how could you delay Mila Shlo Bezmana? You have to do both. Of course do the Mila Shlo Bezmana first. Mila Bezmana, whether you do it at 8 or at 9, either way, it's ideal. It's Bezmana. So the Yad, but the Gilim Marsha, according to the Yad Eliyahu, clearly does not assume that way. And that's why he's comfortable saying, do the Mila Bezmana first. Mekudosh Ve'eh, Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodem, Chaviv Mitzvah Shai. We'll do the Mila Shlo Bezmana afterwards. And fundamentally, the timing is the same, because that may be reflective of the language of truth is both the Rambam and the Raivid when they talk about day by day, bo by yom, whether the chorus is every day or not. So the simple language perhaps reflects this Yad Eliyahu. Questions? Yeah.
How would that last time be determining if it's about myself or so it's either way, you're not going to be getting chorus for that one day if it's at 8 or 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the Maisa Totsa. I was saying that the language of both the Rambam and the Rabbi use language of day by day language, which, if you take it at face value, seems to support the approach of the Yad Eliyahu that to do the Mila Shlo Bezmana at 8 in the morning versus 9 in the morning, you're not mevat, there's no bitzel involved in pushing off for another hour as long as it'll still be that day, or certainly still that morning. Even b'shal b'zmana. B'zmana, clearly, to do a bris mila b'zmana yom hashmini, whether it's 8, 9, or 10 a.m., it's more's reason, but there's no bittul. There's no bittul's reason. There's certainly no bittul the mitzvah of mila, as long as it's, you know, within that, with the yom hashmini. And the question is that also true from the mila b'shal b'zmana? So the simple language of Rambam and Raivid, quoted in Reish Tam Chalav, is that mila b'shal b'zmana, even when the aral is a gadol, it still comes in units of days. So that would support the Yad Eliyahu. That's not fundamentally, it's not a bitul ha-mitzvah to delay the Mir Shlo Bezmana an extra half hour, to do the or extra 5 minutes, depending on who your mo'el is. So do the Mila Bezmana first, and do the Mir Shlo Bezmana afterwards, and that's fine. If you were to accept the other approach, that by once you get to the Mir Shlo Bezmana, every delay is mamish... a bitul ha-mitzvah, even a delay of an hour, so then there's no shalom. Of course, the Mishlo Bezmana first. The Mishlo Bezmana can wait. So again, the fact that the Yad Eliyahu is comfortable with this, so that indicates that even Mishlo Bezmana comes in units of days. And again, that's the simple reading of the language of the Rambam and the Raivid. Yeah, but it is true, and the truth that this is also perhaps reflected in the Noda B'Yehuda, quoted in the second half of the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat and Beis. At the beginning of Piskei Tshuva and Beis, he quotes the Shavuos Yaakov, but the Bat Chatzos. But at the second half, the latter two-thirds, he quotes Noda B'Yehuda. Funny thing. You take a look. I mean, he didn't think it was funny. It's curious, I should say. He was not a happy camper about this fine phenomenon at all. So back in the old days, but instead of having making a siyum in Erev Pesach to allow Bechorim not to eat, there was an area, I'm not sure if it was near Prague or not, and the Yehuda was Rav in Prague, he was responding to a different town, where they would, the Bechorim would get out of fasting Erev Pesach by having a bris mila. So how do you organize to have a bris mila on Erev Pesach? The answer is, if you get lucky, the baby is born, you know, on Zion Nisan. If not, so they whenever there was a Mila Shlo Bezmana, once it was Shlo Bezmana anyway, the baby was sick or as a... once it was Shlo Bezmana, they would just wait weeks or months until Erev Pesach and do the Mila Shlo Bezmana Erev Pesach. But Shlo Bezmana anyways, what does it matter? You anyhow missed Yom HaShemini. We're not going to push off a Mila Bezmana to Erev Pesach, but if Shlo Bezmana, so it'll be a little more Shlo Bezmana. The Navi Yehuda is incredibly, vehemently upset about this. He says, and this is also the nusach. It's not such a long Yehuda. It is in the PDF that I sent around. He has so many arguments against it. He has so many arguments against it. He says it's terrible. He says, Kol yom kasher lamila, but still is reason makdim limits. This is kal v'chomer, not to push it from day to day, even though it's nidches mizmana. But shuv kol yom azmano. That language also indicates, like the Yad Eliyahu, within the day that is the zman. But it comes in units of days. Again, the simple language of the Rambam and the Ravid, and it's in the Yehuda and the Yad Eliyahu. But then he says, he says, but to push up to another day, that's mamash a bittel, not only bittel is reason, it's a bittel ha-mitzvah of mila. And then he says, and anyways, he's not even so sure that it works. He's not so sure that you're allowed to eat, a bechor is allowed to eat, based on a mila shel bezmana. The machlek is even a brith mila bezmana works, a mila shel bezmana, he's far from convinced. So he says it's a violation of dinei mila, it may be a violation of the minhag of tainis bechorim, and the no Yehuda says, wow, in terms of practical rabbinics, no Yehuda says that he had made a takana in town, or in his area, if you did that, he would not allow you to do the brith mila on a Pesach. You pushed it off for a week, illegitimately, Tarapezi. You push it off for a month, you can do the bris mila after Pesach. Or you can do the bris mila chol moed. He said, I'm not going to allow it. Hayitachim means he was making a basic Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadim and Beis. He doesn't reference the Gemara explicitly, but it's clear what he's driving at. He made a takana, la'ra shalom migdar milsa. This was a real problem. It was a thing. It was an inyan. An inyan can be a good inyan or a bad inyan. Inyan is a thing. The way we colloquially use the word thing. It was an Indian. It was a thing. It was a bad thing. Some things are good, some things are bad. Some Inyanim are holy. Some say a Halak Indian, you have a neutral Indian, or you have a terrible Indian. So this was it seemed like the firm thing to do, but Yehuda says it's a horrific. It's a terrible Indian. So it was a thing. People were doing it. So he made a temporary takana, that if you had, you're not allowed to do Mil Shel Bezmana on Erev Pesach, Mil Shel Bezmana Nidchet to Erev Pesach, illegitimately would have to wait until later, because you need to put his foot down. And he succeeded in getting rid of this, quote-unquote, minhag, this minhag ra. Yeah. The difficult Tshuva of Yaakov Am did that the Pesach Tshuva quotes. Later on, we work on it. Should we accept this or not? It's very poetic. You look in the original tshuva, he writes the tshuva in verse, a rarity. He writes the tshuva in poetry. It's a poetically written tshuva. But it makes it a little harder to figure out why he's saying what he's saying. He thinks the Pitzchak tshuva quotes it, Zivkan Gimel, Sheilas Yav, it's Yaakov Emden. He thinks, he says, let's say you're supposed to do the Mila Bishmini. You should have done the meal in the morning. As Jesus Magdalene says, as early as possible in the morning, as early as reasonable, and certainly before Chatzos. You miss Chatzos. Do it in the afternoon. It won't be as reasonable. It'll still be Bris Mila. Again, if you learn the first paragraph, the handle is reason is a chelik, din prati, a chelik of the mitzvah itself. And okay, is a partial bitl ha-mitzvah, but fart, it will be, you know, as long as you do the Mila, the afternoon of Shemini, it will be Mila Bishmini. They wait until after Shkia. And now finally they got their act together. Between Shkia and Bein Hashmashos, between Shkia and Tzetzik HaChavetz. Now it's Bein Hashmashos, between Shemini and Tashi'i. Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So the Shaila is, should I do the Bris Mila now? Or should I do the Bris Mila tomorrow morning? What's the Shaila? So tomorrow morning will be morning. It'll be Yom. But it'll be Vadai Shalom Bezman. Now it's a Safik Laila, or a Safik Yom Shemini. So the Yaakov Emden thinks, chaperon right now. It's a very difficult approach because it's tomorrow you're vada yotze. Today it might be behidur, it might be Rosh Hashanah Musa, or it might be zero. Even the Ramah holds that the Mila Balayla is not kasha. It's a difficult, achronim are not so excited. Le achronim try to explain how come, difficult. Those are some some of the issues. Let's talk very briefly about Se'ev Beis. Se'ev Beis, as I mentioned, is sort of opens a conversation that's going to continue in much greater length later on. Reish Tamach Gimel is about the halachas of a baby who's ill, and when diachti docha the bris milah and when not. So here, Se'ev Beis is the timing issue. If a baby is sick even a little bit, you are a mullah at Chiyavri. But again, the question of how long do you wait? The Shach stresses in Sivkat and Gimel, it doesn't have to be a sakana. The Shach stresses in Sivkat and Gimel that Mishum Tsar v'choli kol shehu mashino solamul achiyavi. Why? Because maybe it leads to sakana afterwards. But the baby doesn't have to be in sakana now to delay the bris milah, even if it's a little bit of choli. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that's based on the Sugya Yevamos, that we differentiate between chala kol haguf versus chala be'echad me'evarav. If it was just a localized chala be'echad me'evarav, so then you wait until he's better. Once he's better, then you do the bris milah immediately. Chala kol haguf, then you wait a full 7 days. Big discussion in amongst contemporary poskim, contemporary molim, contemporary doctors, where you draw the line in terms of that. Obviously, it's a difference of a week. Where you draw a line in terms of that, I believe neder. I hope to be able to bring in an expert mohel to those who were here 2 years ago learning Hilchos Mezuzah. One of the treats of that limud was they brought in a fantastic sofer to address some of the safras issues. We hadn't just focused as much in our limud on the technical safras pieces. I had great presentations. I'm hoping to see, COVID-wise, if it'll be a live prisoner, if someone come in person or not, figure it out. Mohalim have worked out how to go to milas in person, obviously, in a safe way. So hopefully we'll have a presentation of Mohalim, and hopefully this is one of the issues that he'll address, is what this means, lamasa, lamaisa bezmanazeh, which sorts of issues do we call for just wait until he's healthy, which sorts of issues call for waiting an additional shivas yamim eis leis, especially as Rama points out that ke'ev gadol is like holy kol haguf. It doesn't have to be literally something that's throughout the body. It could also be something which is localized but more intense. So where you draw the line is an important question. I'll leave you with one final issue that the Nosek Kalim raised already on the page here in conjunction with Sif Beis. 3 days on the page. Shalamila shalo bezmana. So you have to wait. The baby is a chola. You wait at least yavri. So the Tazis of Katan Gimel says, well, there's an asterisk. Ad sheyavri, or until the following Friday or Sunday. Because the Taz quotes, there's a little bit of a girsa issue. He's called the Berak HaBayis B'Shem Rashba, but it's not B'Shem Rashba, B'Shem Rashbeitz. It was lived a century or so after the Rashba, Shem ben Samach, also important Rishon, but not necessarily of the same canonical stature in terms of deciding how we're going to paskin as the Rashba. But the Taz quotes that, again, the Beis Yosef and the Berak HaBayis quoted from the Rashbeitz, the Tashbeitz or the Chuvas of the Rashbeitz, that you don't do a bris milah b'yom Chamishi. You don't do a bris milah shalo bezmana. You wouldn't do a bris milah on Thursday because the Yom HaShlishi is going to be on Shabbos. But Yosem Kov, and why are you setting up the baby to have such great pain on Shabbos? And then the Taz thinks it's a Kol Shekein. Kol Shekein shouldn't do the bris milah on a Friday. It's going to be an even greater pain. So the Taz thinks, and by the way, the Mishnah says the Baal Kuflam Zayman Aleph, that you cannot do a Mila Shalob, as we mentioned. You can't do Mila Shalob on Shabbos. So according to the Taz, Mila Shalob only take place 4 days a week, Sunday through Wednesday. That's the approach of the Taz. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't like that. Rabbi Kiva Eger says right here, Alatar. Kiva says, nah. He says, number one, he corrects the Girsa issue. He says, it's not the Rashbaz, the Tashbates, the Rashbates. Two Chubas Rashbates. And then he says, I don't understand the Taz's Kal V'Chomer. He says the Iker Sakana is on day 3. So it's not just a question of pain, it's a question of Sakana. The main Sakana is 2 days later. So you could do the Bris Milah on a Thursday. So it's not just a question of the baby being in pain, it's a question of this, the famous Sugya of Mafligin Besvina, Machlokas Balamar Ramban, near the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, about, to make a long story short, to what extent are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where you're going to end up in Sakana on Shabbos? I'm going to set out on a boat ride, so I'm going to send the boat ride on a Thursday, set myself up for likely needing to do Malacha on Shabbos, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. So once I'm in a Pikuach Nefesh situation, of course I have to, without hesitation, do whatever I need to do to save lives. Do I have the right to set that situation up in advance? To set up circumstances before Shabbos such that on Shabbos I'm going to end up likely in a Pikuach Nefesh situation? Is there a right to set it up? Once again, to be clear, once I'm there, once there is a Pikuach Nefesh on hand on Shabbos, of course I have to Mechal Shabbos without hesitation. But am I allowed to set the situation up milachatchila? So that's the sugya emar fligin besfina. So that's what the Riki Vegas says. That's the issue. It's not the question of the tsar hatinok, that we don't want him to be in pain on Shabbos. So don't, the Taz says don't do him bris milah shol bezman on Thursday and kol shkei not on Friday. Riki Vegas says no. The issue is sakana, and specifically sakana, the greatest sakana is specifically biyom hashlishi. That's what we're saying. We don't want to do the bris milah on Thursday. There's a high likelihood that that you're going to need to mechal Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh 2 days later. And then the Bar Hetev, the Gilead Marsha quotes, we don't accept either one. You shouldn't accept the whole Rashbates. Gilead Marsha says, he quotes the Raivin, which you mentioned before. I mean, I don't understand. You're delaying the bris for an extra day? What happened to, according to Rabbi, the bittul mitzvah, kares, even according to Rabbi, like we said before, what's this all about? So this is the machlokas on the page. The Taz says neither Thursday nor Friday do you do a milah shelo bezman. Again, these are all machlokas, but milah shelo bezman. The Taz says neither Thursday nor Friday. Rabbi Kivega says you can't do it on Thursday, but you can do a shelo bezman on Friday. And Gilead Marsha quotes Ranach and others. No, you can do a birthday, do a milah shelo bezman any day other than Shabbos. Any day other than Shabbos. And he says, for sure. He says, Kol Shkein She'ein, here's the, you know, echoes of the Nehuda. Kol Shkein She'ein Lahashos L'Ritzon Krovim. The Ezo Hana. He says that. Certainly you're not allowed to push off the Milah Shabbos Ma'at for convenience, which sometimes people do. It's more convenient to have a Sunday bris. Everyone's off of work. Shabbos man anyways. Now there are often, Sunday brises are disproportionately common for legitimate reasons. That's because if a baby is born on any time the bris should be on Shabbos, but it's Shabbos manah, it gets pushed to Sunday. So the baby gets health, from a health perspective, he's cleared medically for Shabbos bris, gotta push it to Sunday. Or we'll see, baby is born Ben HaShemashos a Friday night, you push it to Sunday. Ben Shmashas Matzah Shabbos also gets pushed to Sunday. Okay. Because you can't do, because the Ben Shmashas Friday night, next week is going to be a Suffolk Bizman, a Suffolk Shol Bizman on Shabbos. So you have Mishnah says about Kuflam Zayin of God pushed to Shabbos. So there's a slight preference statistically for Sunday Brisson, but sometimes it's a little more than a slight preference because people prefer it for convenience purposes. This is not a new phenomenon. Because Marsha says it's an old issue. People want to say Shol Bizman. Again, that's what Huda was saying. He was saying extremely. Push up weeks and months, but even for a few days, absolutely inappropriate. So that's the machlokas on the page. Taz, Bekivi Eger, and Gilead Marsha. And the truth is, the Bar Hetev says, you can't stay on the page, you got to turn to the last page in Hilchos Milah, the Shach. He says, it's an interesting Shach, the Sivkan Yud Ches, the very end. The Sivkan Yud Ches corresponds to what's going on here in the Ramah. And then afterwards, there's sort of like a separate paragraph. He quotes this Rashbates of Beis Yosef in his Berak HaBayis, he quotes the Rashbates, and the Shach said, absolutely not. And I leave with this, such a geshmaka raya the Shach has. He says, it can't be, particularly if you can go with the Taz. He says, I'll demonstrate to you it can't be. He says, from this mission we keep quoting, The Mishnah on the bottom of the second Mishnah, Kuf Lam Zayin Amud Aleph, says that a baby can have a bris milah on day 8, day 9, day 10, day 11, or day 12. Day 8, okay, that's what you usually have. If baby's born ben hashmashas, then you go to day 9, because if it's ben hashmashas either Tuesday or Wednesday, you got to go for Wednesday, because Tuesdays might be too early. Wednesday is either on time or late. You're certainly allowed to. And then if it goes into Shabbos, then you have to push off till Sunday. If Sunday is Yantiv, you have to push off till Monday. And if Sunday, Monday, Rosh Hashanah, the only situation for 2 days of Yantiv in Eretz Yisrael, again, that's something that doesn't happen Bizman Azelo Adurosh, but this is, many Mishnahs have, without Lo Adurosh, going back to the days of the Kviyas HaLuach, Al Pi Sanhedrin. So then you got to push up to Tuesday, 12 days. Right? That's the longest it could be, is if the baby was born at the end of near the end of Elul on a Friday evening. So you're pushing off not Friday, not Shabbos, not Sunday, first day of Rosh Hashanah, not Monday, second day of Rosh Hashanah, but Tuesday. The Shach says, it could have come up with more. How about if Rosh Hashanah was, instead of Rosh Hashanah being on a Sunday and a Monday, how Rosh Hashanah was on, get this, a Tuesday, Wednesday, which actually can happen, Bizman HaZeh. Right? So then, you couldn't do it. So the baby was born the week before, Ben HaShemashah is Monday, Tuesday. So you're not going to do it Monday, that may be too early, Erev Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to do it Tuesday, first day of Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to do it Wednesday, second Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to do it Thursday or Friday because of this Taz. You're never doing Midrash HaBizman on Thursday, Friday. And you're not going to do it Shabbos, because Shabbos, you're not doing Midrash HaBizman on Shabbos. Boom, all the way till Sunday. So that's way more than 12 days. So the Shach says, if the Taz is correct, then why do we stop at 12? That would be, right? In that scenario, doing it on Monday would have been Ches. So we're moving until Yud Dalet, till the following Sunday. The Shach says, Raya Machrachas, Cheshbon, Raya Machrachas in the Mishnah, that Mila Shal Bizmana, you push it off, you don't let it be on Shabbos or Yontif, and we'll see discussion about Yontif Sheni other than Rosh Hashanah, the Machlokes we've shown him, but there's no rule that you can't do Mila Shal Bizmana on a Thursday or a Friday. It says, Ein Kazeh, absolutely Ein Kazeh. That's the Shach's Raya. Shach's Raya against the Taz, I believe that is how we paskin, that we do a Mila Shal Bizmana, but I think that's Haskam, it's Haposkam. And we do perform Mila Shel Bizmana, Bain on Thursday, Bain on Friday, but obviously not on Shabbos and not on Yontif. Okay. Shkaya Chavim. We're as we continue into Reish Samach Beis going forward, there's the Gimel is a discussion of some of the unusual cases. Unusual cases of Bris Mila, do they require Shemona or not? The bulk of what remains in Sif. The Siman Reish Samach Beis is the question of Ben Hashmashas. We're really going to dive into the din that we mentioned in passing. We're going to dive in more. And a lot of practical shots. That's Si'if from Dalet Hei, Vav, and Zayin. Almost the entire rest of the Siman, but the discussion of Ben Hashmashas. Maybe we'll get into a little bit of the background of Ben Hashmashas, the general sugya, as well as the applications here. So Sefer Shabbos comes up. Lots going on here. Shkaya Chevron. Thank you. Sure.